And as we continue on our fall sports previews, we are here with West Holt volleyball coach Tracy Larson. And coach, you're going to be one of quite a few coaches around our area for KBRB broadcast that are maybe new coaches to the teams that we've been broadcasting. And so, I don't know, give us a little bit of background maybe about you. And I do know you've had students go through, but welcome to a year of varsity volleyball as head coach.
Yeah, thanks. This will be a new, obviously a new spot for me to be in this year. Previously, before coming to West Holt, I had coached for a long time at Elkhorn Valley Schools for both volleyball and track and worked as their athletic director as well and spent a couple of years up at Osmond as a head volleyball coach up there. So had been in the sport for a long time, but had taken a break since coming out to West Holt. So I'm back into it this year.
Well, and talk about being back, a team that's going to be, you know, loaded, going to have quite a few players back from last year that played significant roles, including, I believe, Pavan Larson, Mattis Pistolka, Taylor Walnoff, or Avery Nemitz, Monica Chavez, just to name a few, if they remain healthy and are on the team this year.
Yep, they're all out. They have been a really strong core of seniors for us. They worked really hard over the summer, have been very committed over the summer to both volleyball and basketball. So they've been great leaders for our underclassmen that are coming up.
Well, taking a look at this team that returns, it was a team that reminded me, you know, probably a team that picked up somewhere around 30 kills per match, depending on how long it went, but a team that I thought that blocked very, very well. And Monica Chavez will be one of those that will be coming back that kind of led you in blocking.
Yes, she is going to be very influential in our front row, both blocking and attacking. Monica is just really fun to watch. She sees the court really, really well, and she can really bring the power too. So she'll be fun in the front row for us this year.
Well, talk about your setter or setters. What are we going to be looking at from the Huskies?
Probably a 5-1. Pavan will be running that offense for us again. I am excited for her. She set a school record last year in season assists with that strong group of hitters around her. So I'm hoping that we'll continue to run that faster paced offense for our girls and just continuing to develop their toolbox, I guess. We talk about a toolbox a lot as volleyball players. So just keep getting smarter with our game. So.
A team that kind of was built around some outside hitters, but the middles did very well last year. And who are we going to be seeing in the middle for you?
Well, we obviously have Monica, who we've talked about a little bit. A great addition to our front row play and blocking will be Holland Conrad as well. She's tall. She's quick. She's got great long arms for a volleyball player and can be pretty explosive. I think she'll make an impact both hitting and blocking for our team as well. You know, and you had mentioned those outsides. Avery Nemitz is back. She was, you know, she had gotten all conference awards last year. And then we'll probably add in Cameron Slaymaker. And she just has a really, she's just a sophomore, but she has a fast, heavy arm for us on the outside. And she'll be fun to watch this season too.
And then talk about maybe libero or a defensive specialist.
Yeah, so Madeline Pistolka is back in that libero spot. I love watching her. She's such a giver for her team. She has really developed in her communication and her talking out of the back row, and that just helps pick up the game for everybody that's around her. She's working really, really hard in that serve-receive position for our team and has made great strides this summer and into this fall. So as games start, I'm hoping that she'll continue to be a leader for us in that spot as libero. We have a freshman that'll play DS for us coming in Mackenzie Ruda. She got some good time with us this summer. You know, John Cook always talked about his littles. And I kind of feel like that's Mackenzie and Madeline for us. They're a little bit smaller players, but Mackenzie really reads things well and can move well and has been a really good addition to our serve-receive squad. So,
Coach, last year they went 21-10, and again, you bring back a big nucleus of girls, lost a couple of good seniors off last year's team.
Yeah.
Started out a little slow last year, but then, you know, after going 0-3, they fought and put an 11-game win streak together, and I believe, you know, the winning streak and when things are going really good, I mean, just the positive vibes going on there, and what you have, again, is a tough GNAC conference.
For sure. It's going to be really, really tough. You know, Laurel, Concord, Coleridge, Elkhorn Valley, they're going to really be up there in their talent level. You know, those, I guess I didn't coach the girls in the past, but I've been a parent on the sidelines and gotten to watch them. And I would say a big turning point for those girls last year and their confidence was when they played in the triangular at North Central. And Taylor Walnuffer, you know, she's just such a solid all-around player as far as, like, front row attacking out of that right side and then being quick on defense and a good serve receiver for us. She went down at that triangular, sprained her ankle really bad and had to go out. And my assistant coach, Haley Doolittle, she was coaching those girls at that point last year and had to pull Madeline out of the libero jersey and put her in to play all the way around. And little Maddie at 5'4" was playing front row right side for us. And those girls ended up pulling out a win in that game. And I think that was just a huge confidence booster for them and was really fun to see last year. And they've kind of taken that momentum into, you know, their basketball season last year and then also throughout the summer and hopefully starting out our season with that this year.
Coach Larson, should be a fun season. We'll see you quite a few times throughout this season. I wish you, your coaches, and student-athletes the best of luck this year.
Thank you. Yes, we'll see you as we go through our season.